Now to the alarming health bill from diseases like stroke, heart attack and type 2 diabetes that are being called lifestyle illnesses. The first major study of the financial burden of these conditions in working people aged 45 and over has revealed that the additional cost to the federal and state governments is hundreds of millions of dollars annually. That cost has prompted calls for greater investment in workplace-based interventions on exercise and nutrition. And one government-funded program is showing some promising results, as Emily Burke reports.
The itemised bill for lifestyle illnesses reads as follows. Heart disease, $330 million. Blood clots, $170 million. Stroke, $92 million. Hypertension, $87 million. Obesity, almost $40 million. And type 2 diabetes, $35 million. That's just for New South Wales alone. Professor Emily Banks is the scientific director of the Sax Institute's 45 and Up study, which tracks about 10% of the New South Wales population.
Around $1 in six spent in the hospital system for people aged 45 and over is attributable to high body mass index. That is people who are overweight or obese. So we know it's a really large problem. But what we're getting from the 45 and Up study is reliable data about what it's like in the real world out there.
The real world impact is being felt in hospitals and on health budgets.
If we can stop one case of heart attack or a stroke from prevention, that's, you know, several thousands in one hit.
Stephen Jan is Professor of Health Economics at the George Institute for Global Health. He says prevention needs to be turbocharged and better targeted.
There's a very clear-cut economic case for investing more in disease prevention programs, particularly in the workplace, because what we've found is it's just remarkably high costs. And these are costs associated with preventable conditions. So we're continually looking for ways in which we can save money in the health sector. So one way is to look at where we're currently spending and look at that as an opportunity in which we can sort of mobilise our resources more effectively and channel them towards prevention rather than continually be worrying about treating people once they've already experienced illness.
We've had about 21,000 health checks so far in the last 2 years, and we've got about 7,000 businesses enrolled.
Dr. Bev Lloyd manages the $12 million Get Healthy at Work program.
It's a huge issue, chronic disease, and sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming. But I think we just keep chipping away at it. And in relation to those issues in workplaces, changing workplace culture, changing policy is really important.
I can't see a reason not to be involved from a business point of view.
Bob McSmith is director of the agriculture processing company MSM Milling. Last year, his company arranged on-site health checks and started buying fresh bread and fruit boxes for the workforce of 60 shift workers, who are mostly men aged over 40.
Comparing the 6 months prior to being involved in the program and the 6 months since we got involved in it, there's been an 8% reduction in unplanned sick leave. Now, that's really a very important, very easily quantifiable benefit. It's enormous, yeah, because, you know, we're a relatively small business, so if someone doesn't turn up for a shift, well, it creates all sorts of problems. So that's been a really important and measurable benefit. For the life of me, I can't see any good reason not to be involved. I mean, it's just a complete positive as far as we can see. There's only been good outcomes.
That's Bob McSmith, the director of MSM Milling Manildra. Emily Burke with our report.